I don't know if it ever has came true or not, but you make a wish. Both persons make a wish, and then you break the bone, you hold the bone, and then you break it. And the person that gets the shortest piece of the bone, their wish is supposed to come true. But I have never noticed, because I've broken with different people, but I've forgotten after I broke it, never paid attention whether it came through or not.
Now, what do you call the inside parts of the chicken? The liver, heart, gizzard, chicken?
Well, we just call it the chicken's intestine to pull out. The guts, pull out the guts of the chicken.
Okay.
And on the guts of the chicken, there's the liver and the gizzard and the heart. And those three things you clean and eat. You cut the gizzard open, that holds the food. And you cut that open and clean it off, and you eat that. You cook it, eat it.
The inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat?
Eat everything on a calf. I don't know much about a calf. I've never seen anybody kill a calf. But I do know when you kill a cow or a calf, they have something in it that's called tripes that you eat. And, no, that's not a cow. That's on a hog, I think. Tripes. No, I don't remember. I think the tripes, I think, comes from the cow. I'm not sure about that. I'm not too familiar with a cow, but I am a hog of killing a cow. I know people and my parents would kill them, but I don't remember about the inside of them. But I do know about a hog, because you can eat everything on a hog except his hair. Because you scrape him after you squirrel him, you throw it out away. And you can take the skin of the hog or the fat of the hog and you fry that up after you clean them good and wash it and make you call it crackling. Then you can take the guts of the hog and you cut them open. That's where all this food is lying in there. You cut that open and you take all the food out and you scrape it good and you wash it well and you cook that. You can make stew or you can make gumbo, and that's called chitlins. And you can take, it's a big piece of skin like bees with it. And you call that the tripes. I don't know the real name for it. And you take the feet and you take the hoofs off and you clean them good, you make a good stew with that. You make gumbo with the chitlins. That's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you take the tripes and you stew that with shrimp. Then I cut all the other part of the hog up and you can make pickle meat and salt meat.
Yeah.
And then you can make shoulder roast. Then you can make steaks, you know, like a pork steak, pork chop. You just butcher it with that. We have a cleaver and a large knife, and we use as a hacksaw. That's not the right saw for meat, but that's what we use.
Do y'all ever take the intestines maybe and stuff them full of hog meat and things like that and make?
Stuff what?
Stuff the intestines,
the pork.
Yeah.
You take the pork loin and cut a nice piece of pork and make a roast, and you make some cuts in it, and you make a bread stuffing with bell pepper and shallots, garlic, and onions, and celery, and you make a stuff, and you put bread in that, and you put it in between that, and then you sew that up, and you roast it. You call that stuffed pork chops. You can do that with a piece off of a cow. You can buy a piece of meat from a cow, you know, a boar or a cow, whatever part of meat. You get a nice piece of yearling. Well, yearling is like, it's a young piece of the beef. And you get the part called the bled shoulder. And you have your butcher take the bone out.